Treasured Letters from T. Boone Pickens. It was during the early days, when the thought of undertaking and creating a petrothriller series came to me, that I realized my background as a microbiologist might come in handy as I drafted my first oil adventure, Anaerobe. This tale deals with a microbe brought in from overseas. The plotters hope the bug will turn America's oil to water. I took a chance and searched for someone in the industry who might help me in my series. Somehow, by hook or crook, I was able to reach T. Boone Pickens in Dallas, Texas. I almost fell off my chair when a response arrived in the mail shortly afterward, a letter from Pickens on his own stationery. What an event! I was shocked and really excited as I opened the envelope. So began a back-and-forth written relationship. Pickens gave me moral support, but had no spare time to get involved with my efforts. He was clear in letting me know story writing and editing were out of his realm. His letters, however, continued and were supportive to me as well as eye-openers. Imagine getting a letter from one of the most important oil men in the nation. As time went on, Pickens shared his own battles with me. I needed support while he was focused on pushing the Pickens plan. His concern at that time was to push for change in supplying energy to heavy-duty trucks. In his letters to me, he was strong to emphasize that natural gas in compressed to liquid form was one goal, and he was frustrated with Washington's lack of interest in pursuing this type of energy transition. Pickens was adamant about doing something to limit our dependence on foreign oil as a thorn in our side. Even today, I personally recall the gas lines during the oil embargo. I never got around to mentioning the need to keep the oil reserves full just in case. His letters clearly illustrated the need to strengthen the economy, and he asked me, as well as others, to push for our energy independence. His letters became my personal treasures, and I am always excited and moved when I realize the number one oil man of the time had the concern and interest to give me moral support. Today, all of my works are in the Manville, New Jersey, library, and a summary description of each novel can be seen on Google under Petrothrillers. I am setting aside time to read about Pickens' life and the struggles he went through to build plans, not only assure his efforts to bring in profit but, even more so, his concern for his country and the right way to protect and drill. Pickens' letters are as important to me today as the first communication of August 4, 2009. Hopefully, my work will be read and, maybe someday, show up in bookstores or on the screen. I understand the drive T. Boone had with the Pickens plan. I will always remember his concern and kindness. I will always remember the time an oil giant gave to me with all of the pressing problems he was dealing with.